This is Vatican News.
A film shot by an Iranian Christian father and his son, together stuck in detention on the Hungarian-Serbian border, has underscored international concerns about the circumstances of asylum seekers living there. As Stefan Boss reports, the film has premiered at human rights festivals in Hungary and elsewhere in Europe.
Behind barbed wires, Iranian artist Abusar Sultani and his 10-year-old son Armin have been stuck in the notorious transit zone in Hungary for almost a year. They and others are held in container camps after entering this nation legally to apply for asylum in December 2018. They did so after waiting for more than 2 years in neighboring Serbia. Now their 3-minute film, Fish, has been shown here at the International Human Rights Festival Versio in Budapest. It also premiered in Slovakia's capital, Bratislava. But Hungarian authorities did not allow the creator out of the closed-off zone for this occasion. Abusar Sultani, a talented artist, made his documentary on his mobile phone. In Iran, he worked in public relations and as a decorator at a healthcare provider, but 3.5 years ago, he decided to leave his nation. In the film, Sultani explains that he wants his son, who can be seen drawing art, to realize his dreams. But he says that's only possible in a nation with space for those who have different opinions or beliefs. He says the fact that this film is seen outside these fences gives hope that one day my son and other refugee children and their families will be able to live freely outside of these fences and that we can pursue our dreams. He and his son arrived in Bulgaria first, where they were locked up for 3 months. They then moved on to Serbia, where they had waited for 2.5 years before they decided to step into Hungary through the transit zone in Ruske. But Hungary is unwilling to accept their application for asylum because they arrived through Serbia, which they deem safe country. But Serbian authorities don't want to take them back. Now Hungary intends to deport him back to Iran. But there he potentially faces the death penalty because he converted from Islam to Christianity. Ironically, Hungary's government has developed a program to protect persecuted Christians, but officials say Christians should be supported in their own nations, even if that means they face hardship. The Sultanis aren't alone. Among those held are many children. The United Nations Refugee Agency UNHCR says that as of October this year, at least 178 minors remain detained in 2 Hungarian transit zones. Since March 2017, more than 1,700 children have been held in the transit zone's container camps, so more than a year. The Sultanis have sued the Hungarian state 3 times to prevent deportation, but their future remains uncertain. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.